Dictation for DeVario Carter. D like Detroit, AVARRIOCARTER. DeVario Carter, date of birth is 5/20/1977, date of accident 5/16/2021, and the date of service is 1/7/2022. The patient presents here, DeVario Carter, for issues emanating from an automobile accident that occurred on 5/16/2021, where he was rear-ended as a driver, leading to headaches and also pain in the upper back, neck, and mid back and lower back only, without any radiculopathy. Patient has been able to work his light duty job full time, but he still has various symptoms of TBI and headaches. The patient reports that he is suffering from headaches along with other issues. But the pain in the mid-back and lower back is now 6, mostly towards the left side in the sacroiliac joint, he points. Pain is around 6. Left is the more worse than the right. Currently, he is seeing a psychiatrist, Dr. Aya, A-Y-A. Last name is Ajruchi, A-J-R-O-U-C-H-E. And neurologist, Dr. Weinstein, W-E-I-N. S-T-O-N, and neuropsych, Dr. Weiss, W-E-I-S-S. The patient has been undergoing treatment for all the neuropsych therapy and psychiatric care for anxiety, panic, PTSD. The pain level patient has been reporting is varying from 6 to 7. 40% pains have been relieved and treated by the conservative treatment that patient has been undergoing. The ADLs that are affected currently are work and sleep 7, walking ability 6. In the system review, patient reports that he's suffering from a neurologic psych headaches, difficulty sleeping, and anxiety. He denies any dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbances, no double vision, no ear ringing. There is no fainting, blackout, seizures. No loss of balance or memory problems. The work performance is improving. His work out of his home. Pain and numbness patient has an ongoing stiffness in the shoulder, neck, lower back, as well as pain in the neck, mid back, upper back, and shoulder. And some pain in the sacroiliac joint. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient denies respiratory issues, or shortness of breath, asthma, chest pain, coughing, difficulty breathing. In last 30 days, the pain has remained the same, and there are no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none, and substance abuse patient reports no substance abuse. Compliance history patient is fully compliant with the pain medicine regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 125 over 79, pulse is 80, and temperature is 99. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 12/2/2021, dictation number 1206-087, with the following modification in the findings. In the musculoskeletal examination, please make following changes. The inspection palpation is the same as previous visit. Spine tenderness is not present at all, and paravertebral muscle spasm and tenderness is not present. Hypertonicity is 0. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. The forward flexion is 50, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, and bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine range of motion, forward flexion is 30, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 35. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling is negative, Lerner test is negative. destruction test is negative, Soto Hall test is negative, and myelopathy signs are absent. In thoracic spine, Roux test is negative. In lumbar spine, Burjansky Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative completely, and contralateral leg raise test is negative. Berger test is negative, Kemp test is negative, and Babinski sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, no tenderness is present, and there is a negative standing flexion test, negative iliac compression test. The Faber test is now negative, and Trendelenburg sign is negative. Ganslin test is negative. The extremities are completely normal, and they are warm to touch, well perfused. All the joints have a normal range of motions, and no tenderness or any other issues are noticed. Gait is normal. Diagnosis is the same from previous visit. Plan of care is to the following. The patient should continue his treatment for physical therapy once a week only, and it will be discontinued after this month. There is no disability patient has. He is able to work well. Doesn't require any further restrictions. In the area of treatment, patient is going to continue seeing his neurologist, a psychiatrist, and neuropsych for help with the treatment. And his maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. He is not on any medications for last 3 months, as he doesn't require them. Also, the MRIs were reviewed with the patient, and his MRIs are negative for any finding in the brain. Positive for TBI, the spine MRI that includes the cervical spine and there's no issues noticed. Completely normal. There is a possibility of mild trauma to the sacroiliac joint, but I think the patient is towards the path of recovery. He's been advised to do home exercises, heat treatment, sauna treatment, and continue therapy again one time at least, and continue Motrin twice a day, 600 milligrams. He will be seen in another month's time, and no other issues. He's been informed about the sacroiliac joint injection that could be diagnostic and therapeutic. Currently, patient doesn't want those injection treatments. He is not providing any consent. Hence, he is being sent home to continue with the conservative treatment that is helping him. Thank you.